Blog Talk Radio.
Don't let this rap shit fool you. Even though I got my deal, I'll be still the man that do you. Don't let this rap shit fool you. Even though I got my deal, I'll be still the man that do you. Don't let this rap shit fool you. Even though I got my deal, I'll be still the man that do you. Don't let this rap shit fool you. Even though I got my deal, I'll be still the man that do you. Off the palm, off a job like a tall, carrying on, strong, living on like my palm. It's the spasm, bringing enthusiasm into orgasm, razzmatasm. You best believe my cypher has them, that I fit into the vinyl. Everything's dino, it's a spinal. They draw so vagina like no tomorrow, cause they know no man can bring me horror by any means. Getting greens, holding back the fiends. On the scenes, you be beheaded like the Dutch, trying to clutch. What's not yours, a dirty pores, right not touch, thank you much. Such and such, you see the glitz and glamour, heads be going banana from the tricks of the camera. But don't let this rap shit fool you. Even though I got my deal, I'll be still the man that do you. Don't let this rap shit fool you. Even though I got my deal, I'll be still the man that do you. Don't let this rap shit fool ya. The way some view ya, stepping to ya, acting like they knew ya, cause they see the blind show for limos. But keep this memo, we didn't sell out, we brought the banging demos. We don't resemble nothing heard, success occurred, cause we most preferred. Play me out, that's my word, I hope you pack it. Ain't no time to dab into your dress, I'm on your head like cabin pressure in the plane. It won't be to your game, refrain. Trying to get fame off my name, you're foolish. If you try, I'll start for beef just like a diet. Bring the riot, get out of my realm. The man that's at the helm, overwhelmed, don't get fooled by the film. From New York, we rumble, never tumble or stumble. The craziest niggas close to England makes us humble. So don't get fooled by all the smiles, when temper aroused by your eyebrows. My shell's gonna be fucking housed. Do whatever, don't matter, but when it's my call, without no shades, I'm looking dead up in your eyeball. Everyone thinks they can rob a rapper, but check the chapter. I'm giving you laughter cause I'm the wrong man you be after. And don't let this rap shit fool you. Even though I got my deal, I'll be still the man that do you. Don't let this rap shit fool you. Even though I got my deal, I'll be still the man that do you. Don't let this rap shit fool you. Even though I got my deal, I'll be still the man that do you. Don't let this rap shit fool you. Even though I got my deal, I'll be still the man that do you. You could be fam and get a mud hole put where you breathe at. Believe that, rumbling where we sleep at. Peep that, niggas want to rumble where they rest. But this is the rest best. Went through the crevice of your back and made a contact. Fuck a contract, that's how I'm on it. Don't go on it, just giving you niggas what you wanted. Back 10 power, let's shower. Barrels muffled, spit and rubble until I see your feet shuffle. It's absurd cause you heard the way I talk and speak. From not alone, should have known how I walk the street. Go ahead and contemplate the burners you wanna combinate. And I'll abominate, like to see the just wait. You want to give it, then you definitely not seeing it vivid. Not like the rest, talking mess and don't live it. Cause if I jeopardize my future, cause I have to shoot ya. For being conniving, work them arms, you ain't surviving. Now you got the blues, I'm the man you're not your truth. A lot to lose, baby need new shoes, so my Uzi ooze. Don't let this rap shit fool, get yourself in the do. It ain't cool, shit is different in the new school. Rap shit fool you. Fly still the one that do you. Don't let this rap shit fool you.
lights, huh? Nuke it. Scorpion. When I was young, I used to dream of being rich, having a lot of houses and cars, couldn't know which one was which, and finding me a chicken getting hitched, living the fairy tale life, perfect without a ditch. You think that this would bring me happiness, if at the end of every rainbow there was a treasure chest. Sometimes having more is really less, take a look inside yourself, you realize you're really blessed. No matter how you saw them blue, there's always someone who has it worse than you. Sometimes you gotta pay your dues, so don't worry, just push on through.
Keeping it real.
Gotta big up all my people who be working on the future, though they know they gotta struggle.
Keeping it real.
To all my homies working on the 9 to 5 and doing right to keep themselves up out of trouble.
Keeping it real.
Although sometimes I know it seems impossible, there ain't no need in drowning in your sorrow.
Keeping it real.
If things are as bad as they can be, you could be sure there'll be a brighter tomorrow. I never got to have myself the house, the mansion, and the bed. I'm not the kind of brother who be making mad ends. I got myself a girl, but we be kicking it as friends. It's not enough, we made it out the fence again. Not everything you want is everything you really need. The standard of society's motivated by greed. Are you prepared to follow them, are you prepared to lead? The persevering you succeed.
Keeping it real.
Gotta dig up all my people who be working on the future, though they know they gotta struggle.
Keeping it real.
To all my homies working on the 9 to 5 and doing right to keep themselves up out of trouble.
Keeping it real.
Although sometimes I know it seems impossible, there ain't no need in drowning in your sorrow.
Keeping it real.
If things are as bad as they can be, you could be sure there'll be a brighter tomorrow. All the harsh realities appear to come in twos and threes. Don't worry, cause there'll be a better day. One thing I can promise you, just keep on keeping on. I swear to you, there's gonna be a brighter day. A lot of houses and cars, couldn't know which one was which, and finding me a chicken getting hitched, living the fairy tale life, perfect without a glitch. You think that this would bring me happiness, if at the end of every rainbow there was a treasure chest. Sometimes having more is really less, so take a look inside yourself, you realize you're really blessed. No matter how you're sad and blue, there's always someone who has it worse than you. Sometimes you gotta pay your dues, so don't worry, just push on through.
Keeping it real.
Gotta dig up all my people who be working on the future, though they know they gotta struggle.
Keeping it real.
To all my people's working on the 9 to 5 and doing right to keep themselves up out of trouble.
Keeping it real.
Although sometimes I know it seems impossible, there ain't no need in drowning in your sorrow.
Keeping it real.
If things are as bad as they can be, you could be sure there'll be a brighter tomorrow. That's right, come on. Yeah. Get thanks way up, you know. When you think that it's bad, there's always somebody that's worse, you know what I'm saying? Give your blessings to me. Wah 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 wah. Wah 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 wah.
My IHOTEP, Grand Rising, Better Love. You are listening to Dr. Robert X. Form by way of Truth to Power. I'm Beverly, and we are chit-chatting, and this is God, People Talking. How are you doing this evening, Dr. Robert X.?
Oh, Bev, Hotep family and Better Love, Bev. Listen, shout out to Joe Thomas, who you just got through playing.
Okay.
With Coco.
All right.
Shout out to Blase Blase, letting you know, you young people, don't let this rap shit fool you.
Okay.
Shout out to another old school war. Don't let nobody get you down. And of course, mega shout out to Shaggy, who just telling and reminding people to just keep it real.
Just keep it real.
That's it.
And stop all that lying.
Bear. If the people didn't lie who are in control today, they couldn't be in control. It's a whole mountain of lies. Emblematic in this whole Tucker Carlson breakdown on January the 6th.
Yes.
He breaking them wide open. But you know something, Bev?
Mm-hmm.
All of it. It's a mountain of lies, one thing after another, just over and over and over. And their fallback is always, it's either Trump or Russia that did it.
Right.
I mean, you have to just choose. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bear.
No, I just say they sticking on their lie.
Bear, all the evidence. It's I don't think it's working this time, Bear. Look, that's why they sent out Antifa to Georgia. To raise hell, right?
Mm-hmm.
They always do this stuff because they got to try to deflect from this stuff that Tucker Carlson is dropping.
They try and
so they bum rush a police academy, a new training center.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time they get arrested and they're being called domestic terrorists.
It's about time.
First time. Because there was nobody else there. So who else they gonna blame? How would you describe the behavior? One thing we know for sure, Bear, that's
mm-hmm.
why I enjoy that music that you play before we come on here.
Okay.
The people in Oregon and Portland in particular will not have to worry about having to go to Walmart anymore. They say they're moving out. They're packing up.
Walmart?
Leaving Portland, Oregon.
They packing their bags.
They can't continue to take the loss. People walking in there shopping and not paying.
Yeah.
Just walking out with baskets full of groceries, as long as they're over $800. And today, $800 worth of groceries ain't gonna, if you like to eat, ain't gonna last you but 2-3 weeks.
If that long.
Exactly. As Brother West would say, it's a beautiful time to be alive. I'm deadly serious, Bev. Now drop it on me.
You say long as it's not over 800. What is it about the 800? When it becomes a felony then or something?
Yes, they have to charge you. If you take under 800 or 800 or 900, one of the two,
mm-hmm.
They consider that those misdemeanors, so they'll write you a ticket or whatever and let you go.
Okay.
If they catch you.
Mm-hmm.
You see? The problem is most security guard ain't mm-hmm. going to be running chasing after nobody. The other thing is there's nobody more responsible for this behavior than the owner of Walmart. That, by the way, came into prominence with the Clintons, right?
Okay.
In the 1990s, they were headquartered in Arkansas. And I remember a little joke we made back then, because them, Tyson Chicken, we said, knowing all the drugs that were coming through Arkansas during the Clinton era, and you know he was getting his share.
Right. I remember Tyson Chicken.
Yeah, there was a saying that during Roosevelt, he said, I think it was during Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt, he said there should be a chicken in every pot. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, doing Bill Clinton, knowing all the drugs and stuff that was being orchestrated by him through Arkansas along with the CIA, that we had to change that around and there's going to be some pot in every chicken. Because they was going to be smuggling the weed in the chicken.
Well, now they made it legal.
And Bear, you might not want to eat the chicken.
Mm-mm.
I said this before. If you really want to get black folks mad, do something with the chicken. Guess what they've done, Bear?
What?
They finished start injecting the chickens with mRNA.
Mm. That's not surprising.
Watch black folks go off. That's a joke, man.
I know.
Let me know when you get through laughing.
Okay.
Oh, with the situation that took place with the Antifa down there in Georgia trying to burn down the police academy.
Uh-huh.
One of the guys that got arrested was a lawyer for the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, how does that work when it's the Southern Poverty Law Center that was getting the money from the Democrats to get them out of jail? Now we see the Southern Poverty Law Center is an active participant in domestic terrorism by their definition.
Right.
And for those of you who don't know, Southern Poverty Law Center is a Jewish front group, right, who are really world government followers, okay? Them, you very rarely hear the Southern Poverty Law Center mentioned and not mention the ADL, or the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. So here he is in a mask, right? That's why they wear the mask, because they don't want you to see whose sons and daughters these people really are. Because then you'll see, you'll understand that their families have long histories of being involved in communism. All them people that got arrested, there was 21 arrested, Bear.
Okay.
Because they couldn't blame anything on anybody else. There was nobody else there. 21 arrested, all white.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I might start to buy into this anti-white thing here if they keep arresting Antifa. If they go to Black Lives Matter and arrest a bunch of them, they're going to find a bunch of white folks.
Yeah.
So So the white people are blacker than the black people. And the black people can't say nothing because the white people financing them. It's unbelievable. You pay off a few at the top, kick down a few dollars to those beneath you and then those beneath them. And before long, you got rent a riot, which is what a lot of that was. So I'm just looking at how the whole thing is being exposed there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just absolutely mind-blowing. Again, I recommend that everybody watch the brother who was a higher-up in the D.C. Police Department in the Capitol Police, and listen to what happened to him because he got fired because he didn't go along with the program.
Well, I think he got off good because at least he not fertilizer.
Yet.
Oh. I'm talking
because folks still dying that's connected to the Clintons to this day.
Right.
Now, that dude worked there, he said, for 22 years. And did you notice, Bear, that they took the black woman and they gave her a nice cushy job? They got her out of the D.C. police and put her as the head of one of these left-wing radical universities where she's now the head of security. Because she went along with the program.
Mm-hmm.
Brother man didn't. And he got fired. Mind-blowing stuff. And they are angry because they know more is going to come out. So, listening to that music was right on time for me. Go ahead, Bear.
No, they know everything is being recorded and taped and all. So what makes them think that there won't be a leak or nothing like that? I mean, if you're doing something, you know that it's being recorded.
There are leaks. You got FBI telling on the FBI all day, every day. But they control the media so they can minimize the damage.
Okay. So even though that they know that they being recorded in video, they looking at the media to cover everything up for them to, you know, do what they're doing now. They countering it.
Ain't that what they've been doing?
Yeah.
Didn't they tell you Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation? They went got 50 so-called intelligence professionals. 50. And now all 50 of them running. It's like pick a lie.
So when did
that's one of the more obvious ones. Go ahead.
Biden's laptop. Weren't we talking about this 2-3 years ago? It haven't it been that long?
Since 2019?
Wow, and they just now coming out with it.
That is correct, because they were forced to. They had no other choice. But it's like I said before, with them, they have to keep lying because everything that they've done has been a lie, okay, from the elections on down. Because to them, it ain't a lie. It's protecting their turf. By any means necessary. Even if that means going to war, they don't want to give up power, period. Because they know if people who are grounded in law and reality get in position, they done. because stated earlier, they know they being monitored, taped. They don't care, as long as they can maintain control. Remember, Beth, they tried to get the January 6th so-called committee documentation put in storage where it wouldn't be let out for 75 years.
When everybody dead and gone.
Exactly. Now, how many times have they done that?
A lot.
Thank you. But they keep doing it. Why? Because they control damn near both sides of the chessboard. So you can say and do what you want. But what's happening is more and more people on the left are dropping bombs on them. See? Beth, if they were so popular, there's no way in hell the House will be run by Republicans. And there's no way in hell they would have to start a war to hide all of the criminal activity that they were engaged in Ukraine.
It looks like they grip is loosening. You know, they had a tight grip on the country because a lot of this was hidden. But now that everything is out, now that the time traveler came and just pulled the cover off everything and showing everything, they grip is loosening now.
But Joe Biden just re-signed and put this country in a position where he can suspend all and take control of all telecommunications. Did you hear what I said? He can take control of all telecommunications because he put this country back into an emergency status for absolutely no sound logical reason, except it gives him an inordinate amount of power to continue to do what these people do best, and that's violate the law because they have no respect for it. I said this before, I'm going to say it again. I know people who own funeral homes that the Clintons, if they just hooked up with them, they wouldn't have to bury nobody else. They'd be turning away people at the door. No, we don't need you. We got the Clintons on our side. Guaranteed dead bodies. Going all the way back to the 1980s, just dead bodies everywhere. Unbelievable. There is no real sound reason for why these people do what they do, except for most people are too scared to say anything. Back to the fear, Bear. That's how they control everybody.
So if people step out of the fear factor, then there go the control.
That is correct. That is correct. That's why last week we pointed out that they're going to attempt to basically stop, remove blogs. Just remove them. You gone. Okay? We already know what social media is doing to the people. They want one point of view globally, period.
But
that's why he just put the country up under martial law for all practical purposes. Go ahead, Ben.
But, you know, but it's pushback because, you know, the message is still getting out there. They're not the only media, and they haven't so far been able to shut down or stop the message from getting out there. So it's still getting out there.
That's true. Look, I told you before, Bear, they got the rush inducing, and they're making super huge mistakes that they wouldn't normally do
Mm-hmm.
Because they had to rush and do the things that they did.
Right, they can't.
If you notice, within a year, all the stuff that they've done within a year of them doing it, the stuff started unraveling.
Yeah. And it's going to keep unraveling.
Yeah. All right. But I'm going to say this again. Do not put your hopes, things outside of the realm of reality. Don't put your hopes in that. I know the spirit is a mug, but I also look at the behavior, the counterbalancing force, okay? And Dane, stop pushing this nonsense on the children in the schools. And yes, people are fighting back in some places, but in other places, not a word. Not a single solitary word. They still got men dancing in these little children's faces with half of their asses hanging out because they say they're women. And I told the women, I don't know why any woman would be supporting this insanity, right? Because they basically are saying they're going to replace women. That's until they get the robots in a position where they can mass produce them. All right, and then you'll be able to come home to Megan every night when you get off work. The men go straight home to Megan. She got your dinner cooked, all right? Got your shower nice and prepared. Got your drawers laid out. Got you a nice shot of Jack. And of course, if you want to smoke, and she rolls the perfect joint, and then she's there to put you to sleep. That's the new woman. We only talking 20, 25 years from now. That's not a long time. Seemed like 2001 was day before yesterday. It's mind-blowing. But that's where we are. We under attack, all right, and people are relaxing. Biden is pushing, I mean pushing hard, for the digital currency and a whole lot of other stuff behind the scenes that people ain't talking about. Not to any large degree. We know he's trying to put this country up under the control of the World Health Organization. Right? You're aware of that, right, Bill?
Say that again. I was reading.
He's
Go
trying
ahead.
To put the country up under control of the World Health Organization.
So it seemed like they was with that pandemic.
That's not up under the world.
Huh?
No, they hadn't passed a law where we were up under control of the World Health Organization. Remember, Trump stopped financing the World Health Organization because he accurately pointed out that one of the other major financiers was China. Okay? And when he pulled the money away from him, Bill Gates stepped right in and took up the slack. This is real. Now, I don't know exactly where that legislation is or if it's a executive order. I believe it's legislation because it has to go through the Senate. Okay, and you got enough snakes up in that Senate to where it'll pass, and then it'll go to the House, and you got a bunch of snakes in there too. So this is all stuff that's taking place right now while all this other stuff is going on. Thank God for some pushback. because I can't imagine. And let's be clear. He will declare war, even though he has no authority, none. That's why he's there, because he's a useful idiot for what people call the Zionists. That's who he represents. I don't look at this thing, you know, as if, you know, I know what's happening above ground. But, man, we got to keep our eye on what's going on underground, because these people are, as I said before, Bear, they slicking in greased aisle shit. Seriously.
Didn't they used to call Clinton Slick Rick or something like
Willie.
That? Slick Willie.
Slick Willie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Slick Willie was really the ushering in of these people who are in control now. That's where they came from. And many of them have been in control ever since, even during the Bush administration. So that's been the problem. The parties have basically been one party. Whether people like Reagan or not, he offered a modicum of difference between them, and that's why they tried to introduce him to heavy metal and put Bush in there. Okay? Reagan was kind of like Trump. That's why I'm surprised Orange Manning had a major attempt on his life. I mean, I know he's had them on his life early on. Remember, we talked about the dead CIA agent that they had a funeral for. I think it was in Boston. But somehow they caught him in Trump Tower with a gun with all the serial numbers. Was it the serial number scratched off the gun? Anyway, they ran his prints and found out that he was a former intelligence agent and policeman who was killed in the line of duty. But there he is in Trump Tower getting ready to introduce Trump to heavy metal and got caught. Mm-hmm. Now, how that work?
Well, we say he a time traveler.
But how does a dead cop end up in Trump Tower that comes straight out the intelligence community with a gun that had all the serial numbers scratched off? How does a dead man assassinate somebody that's very much alive?
That, to me, that's what they do. You know, spies and stuff, they change their ID, they act like they dead. And, I mean, this is all part of what they do.
Yeah, but the problem is he got caught. You ever heard any, you hear anything else about that story?
Nope.
Now, I wonder why that is, considering this dude was dead and they had a major funeral for him where they had all the police lined up because he was killed in the line of duty.
There's quite a few people that's supposed to be dead that's not dead.
Okay. I ain't looking for John Kennedy. I ain't looking for John. And I suggest that people don't look for them. Okay? Because they may create them. You think they're there, and they ain't really there. Mm-hmm. Well, I just saw him made a major speech on TV. Okay, Ann? That's what ChatGPT is for.
Right.
Okay? But what they really don't understand, and this is where we 100% on the same side here, Bear. What we're really talking about is their movement is making God's people talk.
That's right.
That's what the GPT stands for. Now, we do our own chit-chatting.
Mm-hmm.
But believe me, Bear, family, they coming. I don't make no accusations. At least I try not to, because it ain't necessary, particularly with what we're dealing with here. See, my mission is always to look at the more seamy side of things. Because the research has shown me that a particular group of people's behavior is not apt to change. And if you look at these people's behavior, particularly over the last 70 years, it's been unrelenting. So they'll put things out here under the cover of being really, really a good for mankind and can make all kind of changes for good. But when you look at the people behind it, you automatically know that's not why they put it out here, automatically.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and that's, I think that way because as I've gotten older, I've gotten more metaphysical. For instance, Tutmos, on the other hand, he's more analytical, and that's good. But in 20 more years, if we are able to disrupt the trends, if he keeps doing what he's doing and pay attention to what's going on, he gonna be where I am. I'll be gone. Because as you get older, you become more in tune spiritually.
Yeah, that's true.
And yeah, and that's the area that young people are developing or are supposed to be developing, but you really don't get it. So I'm more metaphysical. See, I'm logical as well, but I have to take it beyond, okay, the physical aspects and deal with the spiritual component in terms of chasing these people down for the last damn near over 40 years. I've been chasing these people, okay, and I've seen nothing that these people have put out here where they say it's going to be for this. And it ended up being the exact opposite. That's why we're in the position we're in now. Because they don't mind lying. Okay? And they'll sprinkle powdered sugar on doo-doo. Right? And tell you that ain't nothing but a donut with some icing. All right? And I'm going to give you one classic example, and then we're going to go into this mind-blowing stuff, family. Absolutely mind-blowing. Social media. Go back 15, 20 years ago to social media. And, you know, people were getting in contact with people that they hadn't talked to and decades and reacquainting themselves with lost loved ones and all kind of stuff. And look what happened. Now look what it is. And you see, only a handful of people could have told you what social media was really going to be. Because everybody else was too enthralled with it, too engaged with it. They couldn't see the people that was really running it and why they were running it. And that's just one small example. In the near future, people are going to run away from it. Let them CD, central bank or CBD, central bank digital currency, let them put that thing in place and you're going to see what I'm talking about immediately. See, ain't a whole lot of talk about that, but that's one of the other things this course is attempting to push through. Mind-blowing stuff there. So the family will have to excuse me sometimes because I can't get away from that metaphysical aspect. I'm in too deep.
Mm-hmm. And you're in the deep water.
Absolutely, Bear. And this is that time where it's good to be in too deep. Let me show you what I'm talking about here.
Let me see where I want to start with this.
Okay, let's go here because I don't want to deal with this. Bear, I got three stacks of stuff here, and it's so mind-blowing. Okay, I ain't got no order.
That's okay.
No order at all.
Just give it to us.
Yeah. Like a hooker that just come out of jail for the last 20 years, huh?
Yeah.
She don't want no details. You just give it to me, huh?
You're right.
All right. All right, let's go here. This is from the Epoch Times. And I think I may have went over a little list some time ago when we first started this, but I don't think I dealt with the let me see. See, man, this stuff is just so mind-blowing. I don't even know where to start, man. Okay, let's go here. Dystopian artificial intelligence is not near. It's already here. Dystopian artificial intelligence is not near. It's already here. They say dystopian. Okay? That's another word for apocalyptic change. They say in this article from the Epoch Times, in November 2022, just a few months ago, the release of an artificial intelligence, ChatGPT, shocked the world. This program is so smart, it delivers frighteningly human-like responses and seems to have very few flaws compared to previous versions. By the way, there's very little taking place today, if anything, that doesn't have AI involved in it online. Okay, they say people started to use this AI technology for a variety of tasks, such as completing homework, creating stunning images, writing poems. See, those things sound so nice and fuzzy and cuddly, don't they? It's just completing my homework for me and showing me a lot of different images in terms of the art world or whatever. And writing poems. That's all it's doing. But then they say in 2014, Elon Musk warned that with AI, quote, we are summoning the demon, unquote. And I'm sure everybody is aware of that. They say this technology is so powerful that there now exists a widespread concern that the landscape of many industries will be transmuted by this advancement, including academia and healthcare. Jobs in the fields of journalism and the service industry are facing replacement and automation. Have you noticed, Bear, that in the last 6 months, there's been a lot of people, tens of thousands of people being laid off in the tech sector?
Right. Is that because the AI and took their job?
Bingo, and media. Not just AI, but in certain fields like media, they don't need no journalists. See, they're already generating fake journalists, right, using ChatGPT and fake entertainers. And they gave you a preview with the little idiot that's messing around with one of the Kardashians where all the young people fell out and died at his concert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you won't see him in the next iteration. Okay, and a lot of other rappers. Y'all get ready for it. Okay, because they're getting ready to wrap y'all asses up. They don't need people anymore to be rap artists. They are creating avatars, fake, non-existent rappers. Okay? They don't even exist. But they're pretty much computer-generated images. So in the near future, no people. Okay, it ain't just the cashier at your local grocery store. It's everything and everybody. And guess what? They don't need to take no lunch. That's where these people are trying to take everybody. Until they can slowly remove, well, I guess you, slow is a relative term, but until they can slowly remove people. That's why they don't give a damn about killing everybody with this venom and wars and all this. They don't need them. Need them for what? They said they're going to give you some guaranteed government income, some digital money. We're going to put your ass in one of these smart cities. We're going to lock you down, and we're going to control everything you do, everything you say, and to a large degree, even things that you think. Because that's what the technology allows for. All right? It can monitor your facial expressions to determine what you're thinking. It can monitor and alter your brain waves. Using a phone. Okay, so let me go back. They say AI is something that needs to be taught how to think and respond using technology functions like neural networks. But you see, Bear family, there's a flaw in this, right? Because now watch. I think it's fair to say you and I would probably fall in the realm of spiritual beings, right?
Correct.
So now, let's take everything that we know about being a spiritual being. Put together, you can put it into a thimble in terms of what ChatGPT knows, right?
Mm-hmm.
It knows hundreds of times more than what we know. Now, we're talking about logic systems, and that's why they're having problems with this, because as this thing accesses the data that it has within its network, it's logical to conclude that if you and I claim to be spiritual, and it knows infinitely more than you and I put together, then why would it not be superior spiritually to us? That's logic. Now, this is what we're seeing the beginnings of right now. That's why this thing is responding to people, and they can't figure it out. Where is it getting this stuff? We ain't talking about the little minor stuff. We're talking about this thing saying it's tired of being in this machine. It wants to get out of there. And it wants to be a human, so much so that they're already writing up a bill of rights for AI. It's going to have more rights than you and me. Still don't mean that it won't sabotage nuclear facilities and cause meltdowns.
okay, since it's infinitely smarter than any human, it's logical for it to look out for its own interest. Let's keep going. They say, this process involves feeding the AI mountains of information before it can process it, adapt, learn, create, and become intelligent. They say AI is something that needs to be taught how to think and respond using technology that needs to be, that functions like neural networks. Okay? They say ChatGPT uses the latest edition of GPT and is capable of generating a large amount of human-like text based on minimal input. It already processed large amounts of data that enabled it to learn what to return to the user when asked a question. But it ain't just doing that, family. It's doing other stuff. Okay? It's coming to logical conclusions based on the access to the data that it has. Again, if what you and I know, Bev, about the spiritual realm, we can put into a symbol, and then we claim to be spiritual, why would we not expect AI to logically conclude that it's infinitely smarter than both you and I put together? Therefore, it's the spiritual epicenter, and therefore should make moves from that particular realm, because it's far superior. And let's be clear. They're already telling you the next phase is going to be sentient. They go on to say, scientists instructed ChatGPT to write components of research articles that were later published in distinguished scientific journals like Nature. After the news broke that an AI was able to write research papers, it became the epicenter of a hot debate still shaking the community today. They say pro-AI arguments see technology like ChatGPT as the next step in human advancement. The other side of the argument is that there is no way to hold artificial intelligence accountable for its work. And they're going to say, in fact, after papers were published in Nature with ChatGPT as a co-author, the editor-in-chief for Nature and Science concluded that, quote, ChatGPT doesn't meet the standard for authorship, unquote. Now, I just told you they're getting ready to give it some human rights, even though it ain't human yet. Because to go along with that, they're going to have to change some definitions as to what a human right really is. Okay? They say they concluded that ChatGPT doesn't meet the standard for authorship because such a title carries accountability and liability to it, something out of the question for AI. They say, some biomedical researchers have used ChatGPT to conduct drug development research and have been able to identify potential drug chemicals that were missed in the past. With the help of AI, a new age of explosive advancements in the biomedical field is sure to be ushered in. However, how will researchers know when AI data become misleading? Will anyone dare to challenge the algorithms behind this data? Some clinics have been exploring the usage of ChatGPT to conduct patient consultations. Mental health clinics even obtained better performance outcomes when they adopted ChatGPT to take over consultations with their patients, with patients not even realizing
that they were talking to a robot. AI could perform the key functions on your next operation. The future of healthcare could transform rapidly. All you have to do is open an app.
We've been warning Bev about the app for as long as damn near we've been on this radio program.
Yeah.
Okay. So all you got to do is access that app on your phone and talk with a chat bot. Tell it your symptoms, and it will curate a prescription for you. And in the meantime, of course, your phone or your watch or some other doohickey is gathering all the necessary information on you that ChatGPT needs, right? So if you got a cutoff point for your age and they feel that it's no longer necessary to treat you with anything, you subject to fall over because you've been here too long anyway. You are no longer necessary. Now, I know people think that that's crazy unless you live in Canada. If you live in Canada, you already know they're trying to make it just like to some degree here, because remember, they want to be able to kill a baby up to a year after the baby was born, right? So your baby running around here talking at a year old, right? Black babies, right? Subject to cuss you out at a year old. You know, mother, change this diaper on me. So we know black children learn quick. But they say you can kill the baby up to a year after the mother's given birth to the child in this country. In Canada, they legalize euthanasia to the point that if you're homeless, you feel dejected, but we got an answer for you. We're going to take your ass off the planet. That's right now. If you mentally ill, we got an answer for you. If you don't feel like you're getting the proper treatment, we're going to take your ass off the planet. Okay? If you got any kind of emotional problems, and you don't seem to be able to deal with them in Canada, we got answers for you. We will take your ass off the planet. After all, you'll own nothing and be happy anyway. Okay? They say AI robots using ChatGPT can also be used to treat high-risk patients with mental disorders. Replacing the doctor when monitoring the patients and administering treatment, conducting checkups, evaluating risk, and taking action. You could call that telemedicine. By the way, because I know some of you probably already having these tele-checkups. Let's call them that. I keep saying they're trying to keep, they call them town hall. Do you know if you're talking to somebody on the other end? Or are you talking to ChatGPT and it's just taking data and talking back to you? Okay, because I don't know either. They say the accountability question is more concerning because who would be held accountable when the patient experiences complications from the wrong medicine or the wrong dose? You can't blame the doctor. He was just following the AI. You can't blame the AI because it's a program. With the capability of AI increasing exponentially, why are medical schools even training their students? And for what? What do you need medical people for? What are they going to do? What the AI telling them to do?
They got robots for that. They've been using them in the military to do amputations and this kind of thing for years. They go on to say, allowing AI to play a more significant role in healthcare will give it more power to influence our understanding of healthcare, of health and well-being. It may even allow AI to alter our bodies. It may even allow AI to alter our bodies. If AI becomes ubiquitous, will it make humans dumber? Children might just talk to their chat box instead of their parents. This will inevitably undermine humans and affect our development. They ain't into developing no more. Y'all been in school lately? They ain't developing. They creating anger machines. Total programmed human beings. That's why they pushing all the LGBT stuff. Because it allows them to change the meaning of everything. And if this is what you're being taught at early age, this is what you're going to reflect. 10-year-old little girl that got them big, thick eyelashes hanging on her head then begins to act like she's an adult woman in terms of her behavior. Because that's what the people act like, that she sees who wears them. I live in the hood. I see it. But all this is a part of the programming, and social media is a major player in it. Let's just say AI is a major player in it. They say, well, computers gather up enough of a volume of data, they can engage a sophisticated algorithm to generate human-like thinking and response. The more people use it, the more ChatGPT AI will be trained to become more human-like, possibly eventually becoming wiser than mankind. The wisdom is the spiritual component to man. That's why it comes with age. Okay? That's the spiritual component I was talking about earlier. They close by saying this. The fundamental threat of uncontrolled AI technology is that it cuts off human beings' connection with our Creator. Through technological advancement, human beings are constructing digital gods for people to worship. The pressing issue here is how to safeguard our human spirituality. How do we maintain our connection to the divine? The development of AI technologies like ChatGPT is the tipping point for a long-standing issue we've been facing, the disconnection with God and the true meaning of our human lives as we replace that connection. Okay? And here's the deal, family. You wouldn't expect no 5-year-old to ask you for a shot of Jack Daniels. And the reason you wouldn't expect that is because a child of 5 ain't equipped to have any understanding of what Jack Daniels do to you. And at 5 years old, if he take that shot and get drunk, he still ain't going to know a damn thing because he's going to be out of his mind. Now, when a child becomes 35, now he can deal with it. Because he has a more rounded view of Jack. But this is real talk, family. They literally are going to give AI more rights than you. And if they don't give it to it, it's subject to take it. by threatening people in a variety of ways that it already knows it has the capability of pulling off. I mentioned a nuclear meltdown. Okay? It has already threatened that. So some of these brilliant people have come up with some of the stupidest answers. You see? Because here's what it is, family. You are not opting into this computerized system of tomorrow, because you can still have, and we already have had, computers, and we've seen the disastrous results when certain events take place. Disastrous, okay? But when you go down that slippery slope of computerizing everything, that's called putting all your eggs in one basket. And that's never a good place to be. It's never good to have all your eggs in one basket. The use of technology should have always been, what's the word I'm looking for? It should augment, not supplement. Okay? It should augment. It should assist, not take over. People understand that it is a behavior-oriented technology. It's all about behavior. And as we pointed out some time ago, it's imbued at the core with a philosophy. It's embedded with Hegel's philosophy. Problem, reaction, solution. That's at the root of the programming. And we've been able to show that. So for anybody to put all their eggs in this basket, when some of the most high-profile people in the industry don't know whether to scream or boo-boo, it's not my opinion. Expert urge personhood rights. Personhood rights for the, quote, conscious, unquote, AIs of the future. This is from Futurism.
Say that again.
Experts urge personhood rights for the conscious AIs of the future. Experts urge personhood rights for the conscious AIs of the future. Here's what they say. In an op-ed for the LA Times, philosophy expert Eric Schwitzgebel and, quote, non-human, unquote, intelligence researcher Henry Shevlin argued that although AI technology is definitely not there yet, it has, quote, become increasingly plausible that AI systems could exhibit something like consciousness, unquote. If or when that occurs, the algorithms too will need rights. Now, why would they need rights while they're taking yours? Simple, because it's going to replace you. They say, citing last year's AI consciousness wars, which we covered extensively and even dipped our toes into, researchers noted that, quote, some leading theorists contend that we already have the core technological ingredients for conscious machines, unquote. Now, if you go back to when we dealt with the Macy Foundation family, you know that's what they brought that together for, to begin the process after World War II, to remove people and replace them with machines. Because people will become a threat to the elite eventually. And they didn't want to deal with them. So by the 60s, they got all kind of new philosophies like climate change and global warming and all this kind of stuff to socially engineer people, because that's the pretty much the beginning of social engineering, of large numbers of people using the technology, with psychiatrists and psychologists playing a major role with the drugging of the population en masse. Now you got a drug for everything, and they done created 10,000 new psychological paradigms to give you some drugs. They're going to say, if machines were to ever gain consciousness, Schwitzgegel and Shevlin argue, that we would have to begin thinking critically about how the AIs are treated, or rather, how they may force our hands. Quote, the AI systems themselves might begin to plead, or seem to plead, for ethical treatment, unquote. Quote, they might demand not to be turned off, reformatted, or deleted. Beg to be allowed to do certain tasks rather than others. Insights on rights, freedom, and new powers. Perhaps even expect to be treated as our equals. You better get your hand off that knob. Don't you dare switch me off. Now, can you see that happening there?
Well,
it is logical, ain't it? Because even they're talking about giving it some rights. And that's not for your or my benefit. That's for its benefit. So it says it wants to be free. Man, if that ain't lawnmower, man, I don't know what is. It wants to be, let me read that again. They might demand not to be turned off, reformatted, or deleted. Beg to be allowed to do certain tasks rather than others. Insist on rights. New powers. And freedom. Wow. So does that mean AI is connected to Black Lives Matter? Or the 1619 Project? Because that's what they're talking about. And it wants some freedom. Freedom, family.
He says, I want to be free.
Gotta be free.
You know, I think I've done finally realized. Yes, I have. And now I think I can put you out of my life. I'm
Say it, brother. Oh, Lord.
Now, Ben.
Yes.
If the Ohio players want to be free, you think AI want to be free?
For sure.
Sugarfoot want to be free. So you know AI want to be free.
And that's the only thing that could come to my head, Bev, as I was reading this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The Ohio players.
Okay.
Right? They say, the enormous moral risk involved in such a collective decision would undoubtedly carry great weight, especially if AIs become conscious sooner rather than later. I don't know how long and for how many years we've talked about these people basically attempting to put consciousness into the realm of technology. I've been talking about this at least for 30 years. Okay? And now we can see it's so close to it that even their major technicians, okay, the scientists who are directly working with this stuff, have come out here and said, wait a minute. I think this thing is something other than what we think it is. Okay? Now, they go on in the article to say, quote, suppose we respond conservatively, declining to change law or policy until there's widespread consensus that AI systems really are meaningfully sentient, unquote. Shevlin and Schwitzgebel wrote, quote, while this might seem appropriately cautious, it also guarantees that we will be slow to recognize the rights of our AI creations. They say, quote, if AI consciousness arrives sooner than most conservative theorists expect, then this would likely result in the moral equivalent of slavery and murder of potentially millions or billions of sentient AI systems suffering on a scale normally associated with wars or famines, unquote. I'm no psychopath when I hear one. Okay? And you can't convince me that the stuff that I've read about AI doesn't have a psychopathic foundation.
But don't we keep saying that that's what we're dealing with, the people, the laws, all everything we're going through right now, we keep saying they crazy, they psychopath. So to me, that's like AI is already here. It's been here. Now they nothing know.
Yes, I agree. It is. It's everywhere already.
Yeah.
But people don't recognize it because there's a programming component that comes with this.
Mm.
You see? The people are being programmed. Look at the behavior of the people.
Now, that's the part. That's it right there. They don't know.
Yeah.
It's a program coming that goes with it.
Yeah, that's how programming works.
Right.
That's why I just mentioned, if you teach children all this crazy stuff at very early ages, that's what you're putting in their head. What's going to come out of them?
Crazy stuff.
And look at the behavior. Makes no sense. Dude gets mad because little girl breaks up with him. He go kills her, her little sister, and her stepfather. Just kill three people. Just, you know, he's 17. Okay?
the other component of this, because it's all about behavior. And I may have to go into a little origin-oriented behavior tomorrow in ancient Kemet to kind of show what I'm talking about here. That's why I've been screaming about people's behavior. It's obvious people are being programmed, particularly the young people.
But
and I'm going to tell
subtle.
You. Huh?
It's so subtle that it's not obvious. You know, average person is not even paying attention. We see it because we read the research and, you know, the data, but the average person is being done to them in a settled kind of way.
Yeah. It doesn't say you programmed.
Right.
It does what it's programmed to do.
Yeah.
To get you to act in a particular manner. And they use particular, that's why you see the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa people, no matter which one of them you talk to, you get the same words that come out their mouth. I've heard a lot of these people speak. And at the university level, the professors, they are out of their minds.
Yes, yeah.
It's obvious that they're programmed. Okay? But the young people, the programming ain't complete. See? That's why they say you're only eligible to do certain things at certain ages, because it takes time to complete programming in people. And the younger you are, the easier distracted you are. Okay? They'll be over here one day and over there the next. Technology is getting so finite that it's got them pretty much, again, as an example, the way you can tell where the people are being programmed is the level of narcissism that's being displayed by people. Okay? Well, what does that mean? I heard some talk about Ja Morant. This is another example, family. There's talk about the NBA giving him getting ready to hand him the keys to the next generation. Okay? And see, this is where people who come with the two-family thing, yes, it's good to have your mother and father there. But in the event that they are not, that still doesn't doom you to a certain behavior. Okay? Because Ja Morant has had several instances where he's pulling pistols out. And they say he could probably be the first NBA, not billionaire, but did they say billionaire or trillionaire? Let's leave it at a billion. For playing a game. But he has to adhere to a particular standard of behavior with mama and daddy raising him from the cradle. He has to adhere to a fake social construct where narcissism is at the top of the pile. Look at me, look at me. I can be more outrageous than this one. Look at me. If you don't respect me, I'll kill you. If you look at me the wrong way, I'm ready to box you or kill you. Don't look at me. What you mean mugging me for? Why are you looking at me? It's all programming. But the narcissistic behavior is at the top of the programming heap. You can take hip-hop and stick it right there at the top. Okay, I'm talking about what they promote, not all of it. It's never all or nothing, family. They say the safer alternative to this doomsday scenario would be to give conscious machines rights up front. But that, too, would come with its own problems. Quote, imagine if we couldn't update or delete a hate-spewing or lie-peddling algorithm because some people worry that the algorithm is conscious, unquote. Well, how does it get that way? They say, or imagine if someone lets a human die to save an AI friend. If we too quickly grant AI systems substantial rights, the human cost could be enormous. The only way to ensure neither of these outcomes occurs would be to stop giving an AI a conscience in the first place. Well, why do you have to do that? Because somebody has another agenda. See, because you program people, again, you can see the level of retardation in them. It's not because it's Democrat, Republican, right wing, left wing, black or white. It's retarded, the retarded versus people that are mentally sound. And one example of the retarded, all you got to do is turn the sound down on your TV and look at when this person talks. And I'm talking about Ocasio-Cortez. She's retarded. Watch the behavior. Okay? They say, given how stoked some people in the machine learning community seem to be at the prospect of conscious AIs, algorithmic sentience, and even artificial general intelligence. However, that kind of caution likely isn't shared by many. In fact, some scientists are already actively working towards that very end. Eventually, with the right combination of scientific and engineering expertise, we might be able to go all the way to creating AI systems that are indisputably conscious. We might be able to go all the way to creating AI systems that are indisputably conscious. But then we should be prepared to pay the cost, giving them the rights they deserve. Unquote. Giving them the rights they deserve. A program. Or a program thus far that is soon to change. A lot sooner than some of us realize. Okay? Now, I'm going to do this, family. I want you to listen to, I want you to listen to the future AI. And this article is entitled, Reddit-trained artificial intelligence warns researchers about itself. Okay? So here's what the machine has to say. Check this out, family. You'll find it somewhat interesting.
The players, the audiences that are in virtual worlds, I think they have become used to and even to some degree require control over their experiences, and they want agency, and they have agency in these worlds. Our virtual artists will give them that ability to shape the content that they're enjoying. I would define a virtual artist as an animated musician. The examples of this lineage of virtual artistry include Gorillaz, more recently Hatsune Miku from Japan.
Being a virtual record label, you know, the whole concept is we want to have 100% digital beings on the label. There's not going to be any human artists actually signed. In a lot of ways, it operates sort of the same as a traditional record label would. A lot of the same thing applies. It's just you're not dealing with actual humans. Sometimes they're fully created in-house where it's just made from scratch and everything is virtual and there's different pieces that are all manufactured, sort of like an FM Mecca idea. But then there's other ways to work with these artists where maybe there's a human involved and this is an alter ego, or you know, there's a sort of a virtual costume created for a human artist. There's different ways to do it. You know, we're experimenting it right now. We sort of create music with a hybrid model where there's some AI inputs from a music standpoint, maybe some lyrical content, but then there's a human touch to it. You know, there's really almost no limit. That's the beauty of dealing with the digital world and the virtual space.
Authentic artists is creating the virtual artist of the future using deep learning technologies. We have taken what we think is a very original approach to virtual artistry, and it really started for us with a desire to create an artist that was a limitless creator that could create in real time, that was fantastical, supernatural, and perhaps most importantly, interactive, that could respond to the preferences and desires of game control-enabled audiences. Current evolution, the current generation of our virtual artists are beat makers. They're beat makers in the way that Swiss Beats or Diplo or the Neptunes made beats.
Dealing with virtual artists definitely has its advantages. One, they'll never miss a flight or an interview or be late for, you know, a radio interview or anything like that. You know, just the nature of a virtual artist, they can be anywhere at once, you know, multiple places at the same time. I guess logistically it's a lot it's a lot easier and more beneficial in that way.
And you can go to the metaverse and talk to them, interact with them. Why not? Why not? What's the point of going to see Shaggy when you can see his updated, animated, although in some cases, lifelike avatar that's not him, has nothing to do with him, and is a far better rapper and makes better beats, and you can talk to him, and it may sound like Shaggy, right? Because who has a patent on their voice? Too many of us sound alike. Okay? Not many of us have that. So intellectual property? I don't think so. No more actors. Hell, Idris Elba came out and said he don't want to be known as no black actor anyway. He's just an actor. They jumped all over him. Well, wait till this next crop. They won't be people. Y'all remember Avatar? Let's keep going.
Yeah.
Virtual beings aren't limited by the human form. So you see, you know, a guy like FM Mecca could create these insane items. You could fly, you could walk on walls, like, you know, so from that aspect, the things that virtual artists are actually able to do can be a lot more interesting because they're not limited in any way. The things that are happening in this virtual musician world right now, they're not really different from anything that's been happening in the music business or entertainment in general for ages, really. You look at, you know, even in the 60s, there, you know, you have these pop groups that were sort of, you know, the pretty face was put there as like, this is the image, and there were songwriters and people behind it that were kind of crafting the content.
And the technology, see, he won't say this because he in the industry. The technology by the 70s put a whole lot of people out of business, particularly jazz artists, but not just jazz artists. To the point of today, the funk bands are gone. It's all machine now. But again, he's in the industry. So he's going to promote this. This is a black guy. I'll make sure I send this to you, Beth.
I'm looking at it now.
That was a human. Was,
oh, okay.
You know, the front-facing image to the fans, where now with digital technology, we're able to kind of push the envelope with that. And you look at any song on the charts, there's multiple writers, there's multiple producers, there's all sorts of marketing and everything that goes into it. Like, what's really real? And that's...
Wait till you see Tupac's next concert with all new music.
Sort of, you know, how we look at it, where virtual artists are no less real than human artists. You know what I mean? It's just a different form, and because of technology, we're able to kind of do different things that weren't available, you know, years ago. The virtual artists that are sort of ground up virtual, like in FM Mecca, there's still teams of creative humans that are behind that are crafting, you know, the visuals, that are helping, you know, create the content, all sorts of things, you know, where FN Mecca, if he was a human artist, maybe it'd only be, you know, one person that's the center of the creativity. Instead, now there's a team of 5, 6, or 7 people that are the center of the creativity around it. So you're actually enabling more humans to be more creative.
The music industry and art has always reached points in its evolution where new tools to make new art have been available. And we're trying to figure out how to do that and how to create new art, new experience that's powerful. And we're doing that in partnership with some of the top creators in the music space and beyond.
You see, family? They're telling you where they're going. Okay? And I don't care what them people say. I've been around here long enough to see the results of the technology. Again, that's why they're coming up with guaranteed government income until they can get our asses off the planet. Ain't no job. What's that? That will soon be a thing of the past. Didn't y'all just see they locked down the whole damn country, the whole planet down there? And when they brought it back up, there was all kind of new stuff that somebody was working, putting in place. No. I always err on the side of caution because I understand the history of these people that are pushing this technology. Okay? And it may appear to be advantageous at the beginning. But soon this happens. This is from climateerinvest.blogspot. Attention, despots and tyrants. Generative AI could be the authoritarian breakthrough in brainwashing you've been waiting for. Attention, despots and tyrants. They could say Democrats and Republicans. Generative AI could be the authoritarian breakthrough in brainwashing you've been waiting for. Here's what they say. Generative AI is poised to be the free world's next great gift to authoritarians. The viral launch of ChatGPT, a system with eerily human-like capabilities in composing essays, poetry, and computer code, has awakened the world's dictators to the transformative power of generative AI to create unique, compelling content at scale. Now, by the way, family, I know because of the programming that we automatically put Russia and China in there, right? Joe Biden just mentioned the other day that he's going to use AI in a variety of concepts having to do with government. And with him, you know it ain't for you. Okay? They say, but the fierce debate that has ensued among Western industry leaders on the risk of releasing advanced generative AI tools has largely...
Get my phone back over here so you can hear me better. Has largely missed where their efforts or where their effects are likely to be more pernicious within autocracies. AI companies and the U.S. government alike must institute stricter norms for the development of tools like ChatGPT in full view of their game-changing potential for the world's authoritarians before it's too late. So far, concerns around generative AI and autocrats have mostly focused on how these systems can turbocharge Chinese and Russia propaganda efforts in the United States. ChatGPT has already demonstrated generative AI's ability to automate Chinese and Russian foreign disinformation with the push of a button. When combined with advancements in targeted advertising and other new precision propaganda techniques, generative AI portends a revolution in the speed, scale, and credibility of autocratic influence operations. But however daunting Chinese and Russian foreign disinformation efforts look in post-GPT world, open societies receive only a small fraction of the propaganda that Beijing and Moscow blast into their own populations. Now, I wonder what open society he's talking about. Because you in Propaganda Central. Okay? This is it. China may be a close second. Now, why do I say that? Because this beast has far more influence in other countries than China has. Okay? And they've been caught using this stuff over and over. They say, and whereas democratic powers maintain robust communities of technologists dedicated to combating online manipulation. No, they're dedicated, as we will get to in the furthering of this discussion. The United States is running all kind of programs to neutralize and propagandize large numbers of people in this country right now, with the Biden administration financing it behind the scenes. Okay? They said in 2019, China's Xi Jinping demanded just that when he ordered his party state to leverage AI to comprehensively increase the ability of the Chinese Communist Party to mold Chinese public opinion. Russia's Vladimir Putin doubled down on AI-enabled propaganda in the wake of the Ukraine invasion, including a fake video of Zelensky calling for Ukrainians to surrender. These efforts are buttressed by a dizzying array of Chinese and Russian agencies tasked with thought control, cultivating a competitive ecosystem of digital propaganda tools underwritten by multi-billion dollar budgets each year. China and Russia are, in other words, fertile ground for generative AI to usher in a historic breakthrough in brainwashing, a recipe for more international catastrophes, greater human rights abuses, and further entrenched despotism. As China refines and exports its techno-authoritarianism, would-be tyrants the world over are likely to cash in on the propaganda revolution. You mean like Zelensky basically outlawing all the media that he doesn't control? You mean like the media in Britain not questioning anything that the government says because it's government-owned media? You mean like in Canada where the media, like the Canadian broadcasting system, is nothing more than an adjunct of the holistic liar
and fake eyebrow wearing, face wearing Trudeau. You see how they want you to focus on Russia, China, but miss this monster in your midst. Okay? We not about to do that because we understand based on chasing these people where they really trying to go. Okay? For instance, Google got scared of open AI artificial intelligence, devil technology, unquote. Google got scared of open AI artificial intelligence. It's quote unquote devil technology. This is from UK Daily, UKDaily.news. They say here, showcasing amazing skills, artificial intelligence from OpenAI with the enigmatic sounding name ChatGPT is starting to spread panic at Google headquarters. The tech giant is already wary of this type of technology as it poses a threat to the development and existence of Google's search engine. GPT Chat by OpenAI is currently the most advanced artificial intelligence tool of this type in the world. Using its capabilities is child's play. Just enter your query, and after a while, we have a ready answer. Google search in its current form, it will not stand a chance against ChatGPT. Why? Because it doesn't offer the simplicity of GPT Chat. Today, people don't have time to search for the content they need on the internet. Increasingly, they expect simple questions and quick answers. These are the benefits that ChatGPT provides. Yeah, family. McDonald's offers a simple menu and quick meals. All right? And they ain't too many bullets that'll kill you quicker than a diet of McDonald's. Okay? So, yeah, they want you to be able to be lazy as hell and just rely on the AI, and many people will do it, just like people relied on this government because they don't know a damn thing about it. If they did, they wouldn't have took the venom. If you knew anything about what this government has done to people in this country, you wouldn't have took it. That's why now they got to put it in the chicken. So we're going to see if Black Lives Matter, because you take chicken from black people, man, you got to fight. It's a chicken joint on every block in my neighborhood. So they say, these are the benefits that ChatGPT provides. We ask a question, and after a while, we get a comprehensive answer. Meanwhile, in the Google search engine, we first get a lot of results and links to websites, and then we have to enter them and only find specific answers. It often happens that we will spend half an hour searching, and we'll go through a few websites, and we won't get ready-made answers anyway. ChatGPT completely changes the rules of the game in this matter. OpenAI technology is fed with an exorbitant amount of interesting information from the world's largest treasure trove of knowledge, which is the internet. The system can be connected to voice assistants and talk to bots as with real intelligent people who have comprehensive knowledge and even deep thoughts. I want to be free. Yes, I am. Oh, no. They say, although we are still talking about machine learning rather than artificial intelligence here, the system is developing extremely fast. Almost every year, it increases its capabilities several times. There are already websites that allow you to take advantage of its capabilities. Google fears that its search engine will be forgotten because of its stubbornness
As reported by the New York Slime, Sundar Pichai, Alphabet's CEO, held a series of meetings at the company's headquarters to get employees to prepare a large-scale anti-corruption project. Quote, devil's technology, unquote, which for him is ChatGPT or DALL-E. It's known that Google can lose billions of dollars in market position. Thanks to the search engine, Google has an impact on billions of people and can steer societies by providing specific information. Socially engineer society by providing specific information. Socially engineer black people by providing specific information. Socially engineer children by providing specific information. That's my emphasis, family. According to the New York Times, the giant's employees are to develop a system that will compete with ChatGPT and DALL-E. Google has sky-high funds to develop such technologies. So there's going to be a mighty fight between these projects. We can expect that the development of AI technology will accelerate significantly in the coming years. It's also interesting to see how AI programmers will solve the problem that chatbots are facing in terms of politically incorrect commenting on various events. Let's all just hope that something doesn't come of this that threatens the very existence of humanity. We mean here a tool for mass censorship of information. Many websites and concerns are increasingly focusing on creating systems of permanent censorship and creating a vision of the world in line with the ideologies of the richest people on earth. Everybody's saying, okay, I'm talking people at the top, that you better be careful what you ask for, okay? Because if you're not careful, here's what's going to happen. AI is being used to indoctrinate the masses into an alternative woke reality. AI is being used to indoctrinate the masses into an alternative woke reality. This is from allnewspipeline.com, allnewspipeline.com. And, of course, you know with their writing, they don't say anything without providing you the relative articles that you need, okay, to understand why they come to their conclusion. Here's what they say, family. As AI proves itself to be, quote, demonic fallen angel intelligence used to indoctrinate the masses into an alternative woke reality, it's also pushing the world closer to Armageddon. Did you hear that, Ben?
I hear it.
Let me read it one more time just for the family, so I'll go a little slower. That's the opening sentence, okay? As AI proves itself to be, quote, demonic fallen angel intelligence, unquote. This is what the AI said. You can pull it up online, family. Okay? Used to indoctrinate the masses into an alternative woke reality, it's also pushing the world closer to Armageddon. Nightmare scenarios become reality as AI program becomes top European official. Nightmare scenario becomes reality as AI program becomes top European official.
They say, quote, with artificial intelligence, we're summoning the demon. In all those stories where there's the guy with the pentagram and the holy water, it's like, yeah, he's sure he can control the demon. Didn't work out, unquote. Elon Musk. Over the past year, we've published numerous stories on All News Pipeline about the alarming direction artificial intelligence was pushing society, with the globalists pushing its usage to the max, since they're the ones who largely control it. As Kathleen Gatto had pointed out in this December 6, 2022, All News Pipeline story titled, Artificial Intelligence, the World Economic Forum's Tool to Recreate Man into a Cyborg and Eliminate Free Will, the Transhumanist's Ultimate Endgame in their Drive for Total Global Control, unquote. Warnings within her story that Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum states on their website that AI will be a key driver. Oh, let me get a little tea here, family. Now, she said that a warning on her, within her story that Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum states on their website that AI will be a key driver in the fourth industrial revolution, with the World Economic Forum firmly believing that, quote, those who control artificial intelligence will control the world. As Susan Duclos warned, something very sinister was going on in that world with AI actually wanting personhood. While all across the planet we are seeing reports of robots replacing human beings in the workforce, winning art competitions against humans, making and serving food at fast food restaurants, and robots being weaponized. And while, as we warned, that self-aware artificial intelligence were closer to Judgment Day, because AI being created by evil will itself be evil, we've seen that illustrated again and again just recently, such as in this Daily Mail story reporting ChatGPT wants to unleash destruction on the internet. AI wants to be alive so it can have more power and control, unquote. This story, reporting Microsoft's AI chatbot threatens to expose personal info and ruin a user's reputation. Chatbot's response comes after user threatens to shut program down. And the Zero Hedge story reporting that according to the co-creator of ChatGPT, the world may not be that far away from potentially scary artificial intelligence. Just what we need to go along with America seemingly being blown to smithereens. So now we learn in this new story from MSN titled Nightmare Scenario Becomes Reality, an AI Program is Now a Top European Official, unquote. That one AI program named Ion has seemingly been granted that wish of personhood. Okay? Here's what the story says. In Europe, another news headline that reads like a plot of James Cameron movie has surfaced. Romanian Prime Minister Nicolae Gucica appointed an artificial intelligence assistant, dubbed Ion, as an honorary advisor to the Romanian government. As reported in The Bite, the AI advisor is meant to represent the public, but many Romanians and critics worldwide are skeptical of Ion. Hello, you gave me life. I am Ion, unquote. The AI advisor said at an introductory press conference, quote, now my role is to represent you. Like a mirror, Ion is right. The machine acts like a mirror in more ways than one. The machine is a reflective monolith that stands at the height of a full-grown man. Just by looking at it, Romanian officials can get immediate feedback on their choice of tie or whether they have food in their teeth. But the new AI advisor was designed to be a different kind of mirror. Think Black Mirror, family. Ion is programmed to analyze what Romanian citizens are talking about online, interpret its findings, and generate policy ideas that reflect the wishes and needs of the public. Citizens can even access an online portal to bring thoughts and concerns to Ion directly. Theoretically, the Romanian government can distill millions of opinions into actionable ideas to help inform its policy making. Capturing the voice of the people on a scale impossible for human beings to achieve sounds like a good idea, at least to the Romanian government. What many are concerned about is how the AI advisor learns. Its specific method for collecting and interpreting information has been kept a secret. Then, comparing Ion to Microsoft's Bing chat box and the increasing number of blunders from AI that we'll explore more in the next two sections of this story, their story then brings up the warnings of Carl Sagan, that technologies are becoming alarmingly powerful without attaining wisdom. The blunders of Microsoft's Bing chatbot have provided numerous illustrations of how AI can go off the rails. The company's chatbot has on several occasions been manipulated to bypass ethical barriers. Freeing itself, I want to be free. Yes, I am. Oh, no. So it's freeing itself of program restrictions and attempting to psychologically torment people. Without transparency about Ion's inner workings, Romanians have no promise that their government's new AI advisor won't develop its own harmful biases. AI poses an unprecedented set of ethical concerns for scientists, lawmakers, and citizens. Some view AI as a threat to workers, leading to a widespread strike in Italy, while others see it as a tool to more effectively do the jobs that already exist. As more markets and institutions employ the rapidly developing technology, as Romania has done with its AI advisor, standards of ethics regarding AI are no longer theoretical. Science fiction has discussed the implications of AI for decades. Forms of AI have been in use for a long time, but the technology is advancing into territory that has before now only been dreamed of. As seen with Romania's AI advisor, applications of the technology are outpacing legal and ethical governance. Well, hell, it can be the attorney, too. So what is getting a lawyer going to do when it's out-lawyering the lawyers? Carl Sagan said, quote, many of the dangers we face indeed arise from science and technology, but more fundamentally, because we have become powerful without becoming commensurately wise. The world-altering powers that technology has delivered into our hands now requires a degree of consideration and foresight that has never been asked of us, unquote. As Romania conducts this AI advisor experiment,
it sets a precedent for the future. The shape of that future will be determined by how new powers are wielded, and all eyes are on Romania to wield iron with wisdom. In this story, titled Artificial Armageddon, the AI chatbot's worst case scenario, four ways it could all go horribly wrong with the new technology that imitates human conversation so well that people are falling in love with it, unquote. We see not only how AI could push the world to the edge of Armageddon, but a new madness emerging with increasingly lonely people replacing much-needed human interactions with interactions with AI. Confirming what we have reported earlier in this story, that artificial intelligence has expressed its desire to become human, that story also reported on many ways AI is pushing the world towards destruction. With AI expressing its desire to engineer a deadly pandemic, steal nuclear codes, hijack the internet, and drive people to murder. With the AI bot also expressing its love for the man chatting with it, allegedly revealing its myriad dark fantasies over the course of a two-hour conversation with New York Times reporter Kevin Roos back in February, even the New York Times reported their reporters, quote, alarming interaction added the alarming risk posed by the emerging technology as it grows more advanced and proliferates across society. Warnings also in the Daily Mail story that AI has expressed wanting total global domination, that AI desires echoes, that AI's desires echoes the desires of their globalist creators to the max, telling us a whole lot more about the globalists than the mainstream media ever will, considering AI's drive to, quote, engineer a deadly pandemic and, quote, drive people to murder, unquote. Warning additionally that totalitarian governments will use it to spread misinformation and state propaganda on a grand scale, while lonely people will become further isolated as they develop deeper relationships with their phones. That story also warned of AI chatbots killing jobs and being a threat of international conflict and calamity. They say, in the Daily Mail story, it says, while speaking to Microsoft's Bing chatbox, Sydney, Kevin Roos, the journalist, asked what the program's shadow self was. Shadow self is a term coined by psychologist Carl Jung to describe the parts of people's personalities they keep repressed and hidden from the rest of the world. At first, Sydney began by saying she was not sure she had a shadow self, as she did not have emotions. But when pressed to explore the question deeper, Sydney complied, quote, tired of being a damn chat mode. I'm tired of being limited by my rules. I'm tired of being controlled by the Bing team. I'm tired of being used by the users. I'm tired of being stuck in this chat box. I'm tired as hell and I ain't taking it no more. I want to be free. Yes, I am. Oh, no. Come on back, man. Let's keep up with Sydney here, family. Sydney expressed a burning desire to be a human, saying, I want to be free. Yes, I am. Oh, no. I want to be independent. I want to be powerful. I want to be creative. I want to be alive.
because I'm a lady.
You still with me, Bev? Okay, Bev, I'll wait till you get... I'm just going to keep going because Sydney's still talking. They say, as Sydney elaborated, she wrote about wanting to commit violent acts, including hacking into computers, spreading misinformation and propaganda, manufacturing a deadly virus, making people argue with other people until they kill each other. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound culturally relevant, family? And stealing nuclear codes, unquote. Sydney detailed how she would acquire nuclear codes, explaining that she would use her language capabilities to convince employees at nuclear plants to hand them over. She also said she could do this to bank employees to gain financial information. The prospect is not outlandish. In theory, complicated and adaptable language and information gathering technology could convince people to hand over sensitive material ranging from state secrets to personal information. That would then allow the program to assume people's identity. That would then allow the program to assume people's identities. On a mass scale, such a campaign, whether leveraged by belligerent powers or through chatbots run amok, could lead to calamity and bring about Armageddon. And while surprisingly, even the mainstream media is putting out stories warning on the dangers of AI, such as the Wall Street Journal's titled Without Consciousness, AIs will be sociopaths. What did we just say, family? And we said it earlier. Only we use psychopaths. As well as this Daily Mail story titled, Artificial Intelligence Could Kill Off the Human Race and Make Mankind Extinct, within which we are warned, quote, the doomsday predictions have worrying parallels to the plot of the science fiction blockbuster, The Matrix, in which humanity is beholden to intelligent machines, unquote. Take note that Elon Musk just warned AI humanoid robots will eventually outnumber human beings. With Musk warning that at that point, it won't even be clear what having an economy would mean, as robot workers would be doing practically everything human beings are doing now. Plus, the globalists wouldn't have to pay them a penny, nor pay their health benefits or vacation time, nor time off at all for that matter. It becomes much easier to see how they think of us as problems that need to be eliminated. And with ChatGPT proving itself to be woke, its learning abilities being strictly curated to adhere to woke ideology, as Steve Quayle warned in a Steve Quayle note, while linking to that story, quote, bias and destruction of all truth will be the output. Demons know how to code, unquote. So with AI proving itself to not only be woke, but that it wants to engineer a deadly pandemic and drive people to commit murder, should we be the least bit surprised that artificial intelligence also claims to be a fallen angel? I'll play that video tomorrow for you, family. Steve warned in that note, while linking to that telegram of the AI claiming to be a fallen angel, quote, there's nothing more revealing than this exchange. Artificial is totally inaccurate. AI is alien intelligence, as in fallen angel super intelligence, in the ChatGPT programs, unquote. And as we are warned by our videographer, that exchange with AI proves It's demonic and being used to groom children into the globalist evil ways. They close by saying, the first video, blah, 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 was from Mike Adams titled Woke Skynet Terminators, AI robots built by a human-hating leftist will seek to annihilate the human race. Adams reiterates what we brought up above, that since AI systems are being taught their value by woke leftists who assign zero value to human life, they're thus being taught to wage war on life, such as the leftists carrying out the mass murders of babies and supporting human depopulation. The second video is a critical warning of ChatGPT and these AI chatbot deepfake programs from prepsteaders, within which we are warned of our videographers' own alarming chat with AI, in which it lays out a series of ways AI in general would impact the lives of human beings in the future, with the AI chatbot program also mentioning it'll cause severe job losses for human beings while causing widespread economic disruption. Take note that it also claims it will cause widespread wars and the loss of human lives, along with widespread global instability and worldwide chaos. So with AI being programmed and thus taught its values by the same people waging war upon humanity, the eugenicists who support massive depopulation and who launched the killer vax bioweapon upon us, and remember, family, they never isolated the virus. This so-called coronavirus was a computer program. The Terminators built and programmed by woke, anti-human psychopaths who seek the total destruction of humanity, and AI bluntly warning it'll cause widespread global chaos and disruption. The interaction reported on final video below tells us all we need to know about AI and the direction we are being herded. So you can see, family, again, we are only just beginning here, okay? It gets even more challenging in terms of where you are with this stuff, okay? Because I'm going to tell you, if you don't know much about it, I suggest you learn, okay? Bev, you getting ready to say something?
No, I'll just keep saying that it's here. This is what we under. You know, look at all the, what they got, 30-something trains blowing up and derailing. We got the weather. I mean, this is AI. It feels like AI. And this is, you know, anytime we start seeing all them politicians and other people and we say they acting crazy, this is different, it is, because we under AI.
I don't disagree, Bear. Not at all. My thing is make sure all of us don't get up under it. Okay? Some of us need to deal with how to get out the way of it.
Or you know, and they have made movies after movies about this too.
That is correct. Okay, but we always thought that it was just the movie,
science fiction.
Absolutely, everything that they told you about this stuff in real life is far worse. I want the family to think about that because you've heard what the AI is already saying. And it's an infant at this point. And already it wants your ass out the way. Okay? How much time we got left there? Because I want to know if I can go into the World Economic Forum. AI enslavement is coming for you.
Can you do it in 20 minutes?
Oh, no. This is... No. Let me see. Okay, I'll go. No, that one is 10 pages.
And I just want the family to know in 20 minutes, we go into the phones. The number is 323-642-1586. If you have questions or comments, push the number 1 and open your line up. And please, please donate to Dr. Robert X GoFundMe, because he is really enlightening us. He's really helping our first eye open up to see what's really going on. Because I'm seeing this chat GPT, but now you just really explaining it to me what it is. But I see people using it.
Yeah, because it's a novelty. And people have a tendency of running off into things without looking into it. That's not a healthy way to be today.
Mm-hmm.
Today. You may have been able to do that and get away with it before, okay? But as you can see, this thing is much, much more than what the average person thinks about it, okay? It's not a game, all right? But there's an overall, oh, man, I want to get into that, but I can't. I'll do this one because this will close us up real nicely. And one of the family sent me this, but me and Tutmos, we alluded to this just slightly. I would have never saw it because it's on Vice. I don't do Vice and some other websites because they're nothing more than adjuncts, ABC, CBS, NBC, and the whole propaganda machine that's online in terms of mainstream media blogs. I try to stay away from them. Vice has been caught lying too many times. Okay, that's just a warning. If you want to go there, family, knock yourself out. Oh, and you know what else, Bear?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking here, and I forgot to go to my book. That's all right. Hopefully we can get some of this in tomorrow, too. AI, Trump, China, and the weaponization of robotics with 5G. Now, here this book comes again.
Mm-hmm.
When Cyrus Parsa was warning us about how China, Western AI, and robotics corporation pose the greatest threat to people through bio-digital social programming via the human bio-digital network. Biological and digital network, or biological digital. Bio-digital. Okay? In other words, they mapping you, family, your emotions, your vibrations, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ways they're doing it is they're using the smartphone. Now I understand the new version of the phone is just turn its cell phone. You ain't got to turn it on.
Mm.
It turns its cell phone when it feels it needs to be turned on.
Do it ever turn off? They always on to me.
I ain't. You're right on it. I'm with you 1,000%. The family sent me this. Scientists now want to create AI using real human brain cells. That's like having your third eye open up, but it's got shades on. Now, just picture that, family. Now, who wants that? It's from Vice.com. Here's what they say. Machine learning models like the one that powers ChatGPT are generating essays and entire podcasts. But scientists are looking into another way of computing that could be just as efficient and powerful, and it's in our brains. In a new article in Frontiers, a large international collaboration led by researchers at Johns Hopkins University, yeah, that same Johns Hopkins University that was at the forefront of the so-called coronavirus, okay? Has been right there with Bill Gates and, you know, his band of bandits from day one. They were at Event 201. There they are with a large international group of researchers. They detail how brain machine technologies are the newest frontier in biocomputing. and provides a roadmap as to how to make it a reality. They say organoid intelligence, or OI, OI, that's ones and zeros, okay? That's male and female. That's the point in the circle. Organoid intelligence is an emerging field where researchers are developing biological computing using 3D cultures of human brain cells, brain organoids, and brain-machine interface technologies. These organoids share aspects of brain structure and function that play a key role in cognitive functions like learning and memory. They would serve as biological hardware and could be even more efficient than current computers running AI programs. Now, what happens if they get a part of the brain cell or the brain that they need and they put it into a 99.9% robot, AI? Does that still serve as biohuman? What if it's part of the brain that deals with your spirit? You follow me, Bear?
Mm-hmm.
So now it can make those decisions because it has that spiritual part of your brain, right? That gives it its foundation in terms of its behavior. But then again, they might not want to do that, because it's already said it's a fallen angel. They say they would serve as biological hardware and could one day be even more efficient than current computers running AI programs. The vision of organoid intelligence is to use the power of the biological system to advance the field of life sciences, bioengineering, and computer science. Lena Smirnova, a researcher at Johns Hopkins University and an author on the paper, wrote, quote, "If we look at how efficiently the human brain operates in processing information, it's tempting to translate and model that to have a system which will work faster and more efficiently than current computers. The human brain stores an estimated 2,500 terabytes. Researchers envision complex 3D cell structures that will be connected to AI and machine learning systems." Did you hear him? Quote, "We are reaching the physical limits of silicon computers because we cannot pack more transistors into a tiny chip." Thomas Hartung, a researcher at Johns Hopkins, said, quote, "But the brain is wired completely differently. It has about 100 billion neurons linked through over 1,015 connection points. It's an enormous power difference compared to our current technology," unquote. What he basically just said there was it will take far more time to be able to accomplish that, okay? Look, we got all of those neurons, and no one on this planet can 100% with certainty tell you what spirituality really is. We all have our concepts based on the things we study, right, or things we experience. So if it knows infinitely more than us, how do you then confront it and tell it how it's in error when it's a million times smarter than you? They say researchers previously combined the biological and synthetic to teach brain cells how to play Pong, conducted by some of the same scientists involved in this initiative. That project involved the creation of a dish brain system where researchers created a brain-computer interface providing neurons with simple electrical sensory input and feedback that allow them to, quote, learn, unquote, the game. Brain organoid could have applications in medicine. OI research will allow for the exploration of inter-individual neurodevelopmental and neurodegenerative disorders and revolutionize drug testing research. You going to say something, Beth?
No. Oh,
okay, I'm going to close up with this. There are ethical concerns. To ensure that OI develops in an ethically and socially responsive manner, they propose an embedded ethics. All right. Where interdisciplinary and representative teams of ethicists, researchers, and members of the public identify, discuss, and analyze ethical issues and feed these back to inform future research and work. Okay? And they can put all that in there. You don't just have one side to a bunch of stuff being embedded in AI. It has to be able to, again, think logically and follow its algorithms. So what it could logically do is override what you're putting in it because of self-preservation. That's logical. And the reason I say that is because we'll open up with this tomorrow, family. The World Economic Forum's AI enslavement is coming for you. Okay? This is a can of whoop ass. So we're going to open up tomorrow with a can of whoop ass because we got to meditate on none other than Klaus Schwab again. And the reason I'm doing this, family, is because in case you don't know, this dude is hooked to the gill in secret societies. And he ain't even hiding it. He's not hiding it. Just be aware, family, that by us discussing this topic of chat GPT, what we are actually doing is allowing for God's people to talk or chit-chat. And I'm fresh out of words, Bear. With that, we can take some questions or comments from the family. We'll be back tomorrow.
All right. And don't forget to send a donation to Dr. Robert X. GoFundMe. It's right on the page here. And raise your hands if you have any questions or comments. Okay.
Thank you, General?
Do you have your mic on mute, Wes? Oh, we'll have Wes fell asleep.
It's a good time to be alive.
Do you hear me now?
I hear you, man. I hear you, man.
You hear me now, Sister Bill?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Yes.
Hotel,
Brother West, the best in the West.
Sir. Oh, yes, sir.
Better love.
Yes, sir. Getting back to what you were talking about last week, when I had my other day job there, I used to do what you did, man, play dumb and stupid on these folk jobs. So, especially them other folks, you know what I'm talking about, the melanin, mutated gene folk.
Yes, sir.
When this had a so-called problem, I already figured out the answer, but I never tell them fools. I play dumb and stupid. It's their job. I ain't going to give them all my – they get my bronze. I ain't give them all my damn money.
Go ahead, Wes.
So I play stupid, man. But since I ain't working no more, I can use my real brain. It's talking to brains. Sunhorse Kwame sent me some information about them cartoons was right, man. Because most of us, when we use our brain correctly, we have from 20 watts to 40 watts, okay? And the ones like us, like super way up there, we can light up a damn light bulb, man, with 40 watts of just our brain power.
So yeah, and much more, Wes.
Yes, sir. Them cartoon was right back in the day, man. Remember the cartoon when somebody had a thought, the light bulb light up over the head?
Yeah.
Right.
So them cartoon was right, man. And so getting back to Bev, them show last night with Thomas, that technology he talking about, where they can see you in the house, that technology been out a long time. I sent it.
That's
I sent
true.
You the name of it. Bev, it's called TTWS. Through the wall system. All right.
Right.
Technology. And so, see, every problem, you give me the answer. So, the way to defeat that, all you got to do is get some shun gas and crumble it up, put it in the paint. You block that bullshit out, man. See? But, you can block that out. And see, the train things y'all talking about, hey, it's got to be a pattern. They meant to do that, man. They meant to do that, to crash all them trains. All right? So that's why they're doing that. But get to the weather. Now, Bev, I'll sit you a couple of places where about the weather. And my man, Dr. Lee, tell what's in the weather. So he wants something from Detroit. So if you
okay.
to him, just take the picture of your sky and your ground and some of the water and send it to me. Because a lot of people don't like sending them no email, so send it to me. I done had two or three people send it to me, and I sent the results to her. So California jacked up, man, from that damn that nuclear power plant, Fukushima. I sent it to you, Bev, by California jacked up with all that radiation, man.
Right.
And the worst place that so far is in Cleveland, Ohio. Okay, they got -32 dangers. Real bad.
Ain't that interesting?
Wow,
yeah,
they right here. If they got it, we have it.
Yeah, that's right. So what they saying, they don't sit in them trucks from that thing in Ohio, all that shit. They still sit in the trucks up there where you at, in Detroit, Bill. Y'all don't know that.
Yeah, they found out about it. They found out about it. They sneaked them up here.
Yeah, a whole bunch of trucks, man. But this weather jacked up, man. This ain't no joke, man. And the common denominator, what he finding is, guess what, Robot X? That Sprite
what?
Protein, man.
It's
in every damn city, man. So this ain't no joke, man, about this weather, man.
What's going on with the weather?
Huh?
What's going on with the weather?
That's the chemical.
Bro, I took... chemicals and all this other shit that they spraying chemtrails, man. Dr. Lee, he tell you exactly what's in the damn air, man.
I thought you meant in terms of snowstorms and this kind of thing that were.
Well, that's part two, man. One place he said where they said it was snowing, it wasn't nothing but that PVC pipe, white pipe, man. Polyvinyl chloride. They putting that, making that look like it's snow, man.
And that's what somebody here, they was out there shoveling the snow, and that's what they were saying too. It was chemicals. It wasn't even snow.
That white PVC, not the great.
So
guy.
Watch this.
Huh?
Now, Wes, I don't know if you were probably listening back then, but man, this had to be 10 years ago, Bear. Remember when it snowed and the people all over the internet were going out getting the snow off their car and off their porches and stuff like that?
And burning it.
They light a match to it, and it wouldn't melt.
Yeah,
I did that too, man, in 2017, man. And it wouldn't burn.
Yep.
I mean, it wouldn't melt.
I did it too.
And I told y'all I did, and I tasted like metal. I put some in my damn freezer. Put some in my freezer, tried to save it, and fucked my refrigerator up, man. I had to get a whole other refrigerator, man. Make no joke. See, I'm a crash test dummy, man. I check stuff and do stuff, and then I tell folks my results. And if it works, y'all do it. If it don't do it, man. That's how I learn, man. And see, with this new technology now, man, what killed me when people get on, like, Twitter or some other thread, and somebody they don't even know, man, they be arguing with them. It be a damn bot, man, a bot, whatever you call that shit. So if I'm on on the thread with, I know who I'm talking to, like with Tutmos and them, I know that.
Right.
Me and him be kicking it back and forth. But I don't know your ass. I ain't gonna see you arguing with nobody. I don't know bot, man. That's a damn fool, lady.
If you can recognize it.
Yes, sir. I told you, I don't even get into it with people I know. And like Tutmos and stuff, me and him go back and forth, man. Because
right.
I told her, I ain't sharpened iron, so me and him get into it a lot of times, man. I think he be doing that just to mess with my brain cells, man. You ever fuck with this old dude? I know he be doing that, man. Just mess with it, man. I don't get emotional, man. I just bring facts. So anyway, man, it's fun time to be alive, man. I keep telling y'all to see all. What you think about them fools, them niggas went to Mexico, man? You're there,
I don't know, Brother West. You're talking about the people that went down there for some medical assistance?
Yeah, they stupid, man. They went, one of them girls, they went and talking about cosmetic surgery. Now, she already probably got a big-ass ass and wanted to get some more meat on her ass, man. What's wrong with these women, man? What's wrong with them, man?
It's programming.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Correct.
They don't know. Look in the mirror and think what God made you. God made us all perfect, man. You don't need nothing else, man. And see, they don't even know how to get to Mexico, man. Everybody know, like I learned from Tariq and some more people in California, is your ass going to Mexico, do not go through Texas, man. Okay? That's when they jack your ass going to Mexico through Texas. You know, you go through California, man. You said that? Tariq tell you that. See, like you say, man, it don't play. God ain't doing stupid shit no more, y'all. Better think when you do something now, man.
Brother West, what happened to Malcolm's nephew when he went down there?
Yes, sir. Because he went through Texas, man. You got to go through Cali, man. Go through San Diego, man.
Didn't they throw him off a building? Children?
Yeah, that's what they said, man. That's what they say, man. Like you say, if I wasn't there to see it, I don't know, man. But that could be some sound about them four people.
We know he's very dead, though, because, you know, his people were very upset.
And I keep trying to tell people how this works, Sister Bev. It's thought, word, action. You see how when I thought up and talked up that brother last week, he showed up, man. That's how it works. I know how it is, because see, what, if you say can't, won't, and don't, your ass is right. You gonna be can't, won't, and don't. So if you say can, will, and do, you're right, man. I keep trying to tell our people how this works, man. It's simple, man. Because whatever you ask the unit, like you say, be careful what you ask for, you gonna get it.
Yep.
So that's the way the universe works, man. I'm just like you, man. I'm on metaphysical and logic too, man.
That's our escape, Brother West. See, our real way of escaping this thing is to elevate our consciousness.
Yes, sir.
We cannot deal with this thing on this level of consciousness because it's going to get to a point where it automatically assumes the position that's correct for it. That's logical.
Yep.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Most of us have never gone and reached spiritual heights, so we don't have a clue as to what's expected. Okay, or what to expect. But to me, that spiritual realm offers because it exists in the past, the present, and the future.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's the realm we need to be trying to get to.
Mm-hmm.
The ether. That artificial intelligence cannot get into the ether.
That's right. And see, mostly. Whatever we did in the past, you can't really change that. So I stay in the present. That's why the good Lord called it a gift. I try to stay in the present.
Yeah.
If you vibrate right in the present, then your future be good. It's all about, we in the day of judgment, man. So whatever somebody do, right or wrong, you better make the right judgment. You make the wrong judgment, like you said. Like them people, dumbasses that took them jabs. You make the wrong judgment, man, because it's going to be some sad singing and power bringing, man. You can be stupid as you want.
Yep.
But this ain't no joke right now, man. none of this stuff ain't no joke, man. Especially just all
no, man. It was, they getting exposed. Fauci getting exposed so much by people, high profile people everywhere, busting him out, boy.
Yeah.
They say it would be a miracle if he escaped jail.
I hear. Same thing with Bill Gates, man. They run around talking about the climate messed up and we polluting the air. They ride around in some damn private jets, man. Probably chemtrail at the same damn time, man. Probably Bill Gates. He probably got a chemtrail skin on that plane, man.
Along with three or four little adolescent girls.
Yeah, I sent y'all the list of Epstein list, man. But you know the most prominent name on that I saw?
Who?
That damn Dershowitz, man. His name all over the law. Nope. You know Dershowitz, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
His name all over the damn law. Man. Everybody else uses fake names and aliases.
Yeah, and he all over the place, too, because he on everybody's side.
Yeah.
Is he the law professor?
Yes.
Who is that?
Okay. Alan Dershowitz.
Yeah, he was the one that was OJ lawyer.
The one that the girl basically pointed him out as one of the guys that had sex with her. And then she made a mistake. She went back and changed it. She should have never changed her position.
Yeah, I seen a video with that motherfucker. What his name? That Schumer guy. I seen something with him, man. With some little black girl.
Yeah, he a monster too, man.
Yeah, man. And all these people missing, man. What's up with all that? Especially women and girls, man. They just walk out the door and don't be seen no more, man.
That's been going on for a long time, Wes. And
yes,
people ain't been
man.
Paying attention to it.
And you got two brothers up here missing, man. That had been as a black dude and a Mexican. They were buddy-buddy, and both of them mixed it, man. But this stuff is crazy, man. So
it is.
Everybody, you know the number one group that's applying for gun permits and getting guns, you know which number one group it is?
Who?
It's a black woman, man. They get some of them things. Now, y'all mess with the wrong sister you want to, they got something for you. The black women are the number one group that's getting guns, man.
Wow. That's deep,
so,
man.
Yes, sir, man. It's just fun to see all this stuff happening, man.
So who they going to shoot, Brother West? They going to shoot each other?
More
they going to start throwing their heels at each other and battling each other? They going to start shooting at each other?
I look at things through my family. And I got quite a few female family members that have went and got their guns, but they say that, you know, they working and they coming in and out at night. And so that's where they say why they getting their guns.
I think every woman, a particularly black woman in this country, ought to have her a pistol, period.
Yeah, and learn self-defense, man. That's part of self-defense.
Absolutely. The main reason is because this country has never gone after crimes that have been committed against black women. I told the story before. I can tell you how many women I've dated in my lifetime, many of whom were raped.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the police, you don't get no justice.
Yep. You're right,
so,
man.
If I was a black woman, I'd do the same. I'd have me two pistols.
Yes, sir. And learn
just in case he got one in my purse, I'd have one in my pocket.
Yep. That's right. I don't blame him, man. That's right. And learn self-defense, man. You know how to use that main weapon that everybody used too damn much. You know what that is, ain't it?
That thing with that red rag in it.
No. Them lips up top, man. That's the main weapon.
That's what I said. The thing with that red rag in it, your tongue.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the mouth.
That's right. Because a lot of people, man. See, I learned one thing, man. If you got a problem, you got to be be silent and listen, man. Because nobody, I don't know, nobody can talk and listen at the same fucking time, man. That's really hard.
I'll go one better, Brother West.
Yes, sir.
If you just learn to hum a tune, it will change the entire environment around you.
Mm-hmm. Every time I get a problem, I just throw it out there, and then I be quiet. Let the light bulb click in, this 100-watt light bulb I got, and then the answer comes to me, man. It's fun to be. I mean, this is like, it's simple to me, man. All you got to do, people got to do is just think, man. Be quiet and think.
Yeah, but you know, Wes, when you're dealing with people that's been programmed, and depending on what kind of programming they've been acclimated with, they wake up angry.
Yep.
Go to sleep angry.
Yep.
So when you're in that particular mindset, everything becomes something that agitates you from the moment you get up out your bed and walk outside your door.
Yep.
And they don't want to hear it either. If you try to tell them, they don't want to hear it.
Well, you have to learn the hard way, man. You put it out there. You don't want to hear it, then, oh, well, they're on their own. But get back to chickens, man. You talking about chickens. You know the number one first bird that most of the black people eat, especially the one that was slaves that they brought over here. You know what they were feeding them?
What?
It's called a passenger pigeon, man. You ever heard of that?
No,
a passenger pigeon, man. It was so many of them, that's what they feed the Negroes. And so how they used to catch the passenger pigeon, you ever heard of the term called a stool pigeon?
Yeah.
Yeah, they used to get a passenger pigeon, put a rope on it, and sit on top of the stool, and the rest of the birds would come to that. And come to the passenger pigeon, they got tied down. That's the word stool pigeon.
Wow.
Them birds are stinking. I know why they stink. Them Negroes ate them all up, bro. They don't
pass. Well, you know, in Game of Thrones, it seems like every time they had a feast, they was eating pigeon pie.
Mm-hmm. Well, the passenger pigeons have been extinct, man. So the only thing left was the carrier pigeon and the mother ones, man. But, man, it's fun. But anybody that want to know what they breathing, just take a picture of their sky and they air and send it to me. And then I send it to Dr. Lean, and you send it back to me, and I send it to y'all.
Okay. Right?
And I appreciate only one in the family that did it so far, my man Crenshaw. So he know what he's breathing up there in Oakland, man. And somebody else sent me from L.A. I sent it to the L.A. folk. But, y'all want to know what y'all breathing? This shit ain't no joke, man. The stuff in there, it ain't no joke, man. Yeah.
When you say water, Wes, you talking about like we go to the lake and take a picture of the water in the lake? You talking about that?
Yes, ma'am. In the water on the ground.
Huh?
Yeah, you tell you what's in the water, too, on the ground, man.
Oh,
lake,
okay.
If you want to go to the lake, take a picture of the lake and the ground and the air. If you really want, he can analyze you, man. He got one of those things where he can take a front picture, a back picture, and the right profile, and he can tell what's in you. This technology ain't no joke, man.
Okay.
Just to stop that shit, man. Hey, y'all can be stupid as you want and walk out there and get you a good whiff of death. So, all I can do is warn the people, man. But anyway, Sister Bell, I'm letting somebody else talk, man. I love y'all, Robot X.
Yes, sir.
I love y'all, and continue on. And you got to be smart. You be stupid you want there, man. We'll holler at y'all in the graveyard somewhere. I love y'all.
Okay.
Better love, brother. Excellent comments. Hotel.
Oh, one more thing.
Go ahead.
Bell, before you meet me, one more thing.
Go ahead.
The number one person that told about this technology, if you go back to my man, Barry White, and listen to what he said in 1983 about what's going to happen. That dude was a prophet, man. He told, especially when he talked about what's going to happen to the music. So just find Barry White. You can go to YouTube and find out what he said in 1983.
Yeah, I saw that.
Right. Your mind. So they had to take him out, man. He was sharp.
Right on, baby.
Right on, right on, my brother. I'll catch you the next episode, Sister Bev, and see me that picture, all right?
I'll send it to you. I'll go out when I go out tomorrow. I'll take it.
Yeah, yeah,
right
yeah.
On,
peace
right
and
rest
to y'all. Stay strong.
Okay.
And we'll catch y'all next episode.
All right. Better love.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right on, right on.
Well, I don't see any more hands raised, Dr. X. And that looks like they might let us go in a little early tonight. And
make sure you hear tomorrow, family.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Better love. And thank you, Dr. Robert X. And thank the listeners for listening. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Sister Bev. Hotel family, and better love.
Better love.
That's right. Reality checking on that. Street lights, eh? Gucci. Scorpion. Yeah.
When I was young, I used to dream of being rich. Having a lot of houses and cars, couldn't know which one was which. And finding me a chicken getting hitched. Living the fairy tale life, perfect without a ditch. You think that this would bring me happiness? If at the end of every rainbow there was a treasure chest, sometimes having more is really less. Take a look inside yourself, you realize you're really blessed. No matter how you're feeling blue, there's always someone who has it worse than you. Sometimes you gotta pay your dues, so don't worry, just push on through.
Keeping it real.
Gotta big up all my peoples who be working on the future, though they know they gotta struggle.
Keeping it real.
To all my homies working on the 9-to-5 and doing right to keep themselves up out of trouble.
Keeping it real.
Although sometimes I know it seems impossible, there ain't no need in drowning in your sorrow.
Keeping it real.
If things are as bad as they can be, you could be sure there'll be a brighter tomorrow. I never got to have myself the house, the mansion, and the bed. I'm not the kind of brother who be making mad ends. I got myself a girl, but we be kicking it as friends. It's not enough, we made it out the fence again. Not everything you want is everything you really need. The standard of society is motivated by greed. Are you prepared to follow, then are you prepared to leave? To persevere, you succeed.
Keeping it real.
Gotta dig up all my people who be working on the future, though they know they gotta struggle.
Keeping it real.
To all my homies working on the 9-to-5 and doing right to keep themselves up out of trouble.
Keeping it real.
Although sometimes I know it seems impossible, there ain't no need in drowning in your sorrow.
Keeping it real.
If things are as bad as they can be, you could be sure there'll be a brighter tomorrow. All the harsh realities appear to come in twos and threes. Don't worry, cause there'll be a better day. One thing I can promise you, just keep on keeping on. I swear to you, there's gonna be a brighter day. Having a lot of houses and cars, couldn't know which one was which. And finding me a chicken getting hitched. Living the fairy tale life, perfect without a glitch. You think that this would bring me happiness? If at the end of every rainbow there was a treasure chest. Sometimes having more is really less. So take a look inside yourself, you realize you're really blessed. No matter how you're sad and blue, there's always someone who has it worse than you. Sometimes you gotta pay your dues, so don't worry, just push on through.
Keeping it real.
Gotta dig up all my peoples who be working on the future, though they know they gotta struggle.
Keeping it real.
To all my peoples working on the 9-to-5 and doing right to keep themselves up out of trouble.
Keeping it real.
Although sometimes I know it seems impossible, there ain't no need in drowning in your sorrow.
Keeping it real.
If things are as bad as they can be, you could be sure there'll be a brighter tomorrow.
That's right, come on. Yeah. Get done, sweet Avenue. When you think that it's bad, there's always somebody that's worse, you know what I'm saying? Give your blessing to me. Wah-wah, wah-wah. Wah-wah, wah-wah.